Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Adam Wilson, CEO of Ben's Creek. How are you today, Adam?
I'm very well. Joining you from a very sunny for November, West Virginia. So I'm very well. How are you guys?
Excellent, thanks.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
Please don't get me
don't get too enthusiastic with this thing.
West Virginia.
Well, I mean, it's been about a month since we last talked, and I think you really are at the coalface, so to speak. Things seem to be progressing nicely. Do you want to talk us through the recent mining contract with Mega High Wall Mining and what it means for the company over the next few months as you move into first production?
Yeah, sure. I mean, when we listed the company, we told people how we were going to mine. Very shortly after listing, we signed an offtake agreement with Integrity Coal, which I think everybody can read it. We put it up on the on an RNS. And then immediately after that, we signed the contract with Mega High Wall Miner, which is to bring the High Wall Miner machine in, which I think we talked about last time, really just runs in a straight line, only digs a hole into the coal. So it's much more environmentally friendly. So we placed that order, and we're delighted that the equipment arrived on site 2 days ago. It would be already installed, but for America's Thanksgiving holiday, which is tomorrow. But the machine will be fully installed on Monday. It'll be tested on Tuesday, and I'm extremely confident that we will draw our first coal from the site on Wednesday of next week. And I hope to be able to send you a photo, unfortunately, of my face next to the Highmore miner on Wednesday, taking out our first coal, which obviously will be a monumental lot of effort. And we'll be really, really proud and pleased to be able to reward investors by getting into production so quickly. As well as the High Wall miner, you also need heavy equipment, sort of yellow iron, on site to prepare the benches, move the dirt, move the coal around the site. All of that equipment has happily arrived on site. We're very pleased with that. And again, I uploaded a few pictures both on to you and on our website so that investors can see that we've got all of the 100-ton trucks, the bulldozers, the loaders, the excavators, all of the equipment that we need is now on site. And we will be mining next. That's mining raw coal, still needs to be processed, but we'll be mining that next week, which is ahead of schedule. And I know, there's obviously some execution risk in any investment. We raised the capital from the IPO to bring all this equipment on board and remediate some of the infrastructure that was in a very, very good condition, but still need a little bit of remediation. So it's lovely to come back on your show and be able to say, look, we did what we said we would do. The equipment has arrived, especially with all the supply chain problems globally. Great to get it on board. You will have seen that the met coal prices remain strong. So there's a lot of competition for this type of equipment, but it's all secured, all on site, and we're all good to go. And, next week, I hope to have incredibly good news that we've started mining next Wednesday, to be specific.
Yeah, that'll be something to look forward to. I mean, it was great to see the pictures from site this week, yesterday when they were put out. But obviously seeing the railroad, there's a bit of work required to get that up and running. I think you said probably next year in Q1, right?
Yeah, the railroad, I've got the contractor on site. You'll have seen from the pictures, they've already cut the brush down. I've ordered and received all of the ties and all of the stone, right? So I haven't got any risk that none of those parts are going to arrive. I've got the contractor on site, so there's about 10 people on site. So I would estimate that mid-January, by the time he's welded back where it needs to be welded, put down 1 in 3 ties, which is what we've what he's estimated and looks about right to me, and put all the stone down. So before we ship, that's not when we get the first revenue, but before we actually ship to the customer on the railroad, we're looking to mid to late January, which is, again, still very, very quick. But as we laid out in the prospectus, we are absolutely on target for that type of shipment to leave in January, which is the target.
Yeah. So talk us through, for when you get first coal, and hopefully look forward to seeing pictures of you, you know, next to the high wall miner. Talk us through the next process of then generating revenue and actually moving that into profit.
Sure. So the other part that needed remediation is the wash plant, the preparation plant. That is ongoing. I also sent you some pictures of that. That's the only thing, again, with the railroad that isn't ready next week. We need steel fabricated. It's all on order. All should be arriving in early January. So we will produce raw coal from the miner from next week. We will build a pile probably at 4,000 tons a day. We should build a pile 70 or 80,000 tons of raw coal. Around the 10th or 15th of January, the plant will come online. We will run the raw coal through the plant. The plant can produce about 4,000 clean tons a day. So you're putting in 8,000 tons, pulling out 4,000 tons. That gets us revenue. Our offtake agreement pays us as soon as we put 5,000 clean tons on the floor. So we should be earning revenue from mid-January. Then when we get to 22,500, the shippable thing, that goes on the rail, and then we get the difference between $100 cost and the sale price, which is linked to an index, but it is roughly, you know, $160, somewhere in that region, plus the $100 of cost, about $260, roughly, give or take where the index is. So we get $100 as soon as we put it on the floor, and we get the balance, the $100, which is the profit, that goes when we ship it on the rail car. Actually, we put it on the rail car, title passes, it then goes over a railway weight system. The railway provides the weights, and 5 days later, we get paid our margin. So in February, we'll be receiving the profit margin, which as you guys worked out very accurately, you know, we're talking sort of on 22,000 tons is 4 million of profit. On double that, where we hope to get to very quickly, is sort of $8 million of profit a month.
So you can rent a pretty nice house for that much, I think.
Well, again, you know, I am keen to really expand this. We went with very conservative numbers, which I'm hoping the investors will now see are coming through. So the offtake's only for 22,000. I'm expecting to do 40,000 very quickly. We may even hit 40,000 in January. The offtaker will take it. He's just very cautious and wants to make sure we can produce it. But if I've got 80,000 tons in inventory, which I think I will have, we'll produce the 40,000 and make the 8 million, not the 4 million that you guys estimated. As soon as I'm making that type of cash, the very next thing I want to order is a second high wall miner. I already have a ROFR, which is called a right of first refusal. That is written into the mega mining contract. They have a second machine, which they can't put anywhere else. As soon as I start generating profits, I want to double. My wash plant has the capacity, remember, 3.2 million tons a year. I want to get to that million tons of production. We went very conservative in the IPO because it just pays to under-promise and overperform. But I'm hoping we get very quickly to the million tons a year. And, you know, that's double the 8 million a month profit. It makes it very, very profitable indeed. We're not there yet. I just want to deliver on the first highwall miner, but we're a long way along the road of doing that. There's a lot of execution risk already, you know, gone. The machine is there. It's being installed. We get first coal on Wednesday of next week. So, you know, still just in the November month, ahead of our original December target.
Come March, April time, the hope is that we're up to 40,000 tons a month, and yes, maybe a second high waller on the way or already here. So you'd be looking at $96 million annualized profit in that situation. And we've talked before about the coal price and maybe taking some executional risk off the table in terms of assuring that price for a period of time as well. But that's something else. But based on that, and we've calculated with a very low PE of 4, you're looking at the market cap should be a few hundred million. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still. I mean, I would hope there's still substantial improvement from where we are now. We're on probably a PE of one at the moment, even at 100 million market cap, which is, you know, very, very low. I get that coal is not, you know, coal per se, and we went through that last time, the difference between met coal and thermal coal. But even on a PE of one, you know, this stock is, you know, remains cheap. We're driven to perform. So I hope the investors can see. We're going to try and update the website. I'll try and put a picture on next Wednesday so that they can see that we're actually producing coal, you know, and you can see the pictures. Anybody's welcome to, any investors welcome to visit the site, as both of you are. I would encourage you now, travel restrictions have stopped, so please come and take your own photos there. We're trying to be very transparent. Yeah. But yes, that is, Kevin, you've hit the nail on the head. We definitely, if we can, by around March of next year, want to double into a second high wall miner. I'm also keen on expanding the acreage, and we have a couple of transactions that are not yet finalized, but I look forward to updating the market when we've signed off the acquisitions. And these are really territories that surround our infrastructure that are slightly stranded. They've got the coal, but they don't have the railway loadout, they don't have the railway line, and they don't have the wash plant. So they would do well to tie up with us, because we have excess capacity on the railway line and we have excess capacity at the wash plant. Remember, it does up to 3 million tons a year, and the wash plant and the railway line obviously can ship every day. 10,000 tons is a unit train just over. So again, we are looking to expand where we mine and our acreage. So, you know, hopefully we'll have some good news fairly quickly to tell you about, you know, those deals, none of which are signed and sealed or guaranteed, but which I am hopeful of.
Originally, when I read the prospectus or the admission document, there was talk about having a, like, you know, like almost like a York report of equivalent of coal, where you have inferred and resources, the size of the specific prospect in West Virginia at Benz Creek. I guess if now you've got the actual mining equipment on site, there's no point in moving that to proven resources. You may as well, are you just going to take as much?
I will do that, Bill. Yeah, I will be doing that. Certainly the resource to reserve calculation, that just really it needs more drilling. Cost about 17,000. So I've already started that. So again, that will be stuff I update the market with. We'll obviously drill where we have reserves. There are already 2.3 million reserves, but I will prove up another 17 million of resource and turn it into reserve. That should happen in the first 6 months of next year. So you'll see us announcing our resource base turning into reserves. And then what I'm saying is I'm also hoping to acquire land surrounding us where they also have reserve and resource, but they don't have infrastructure. So we're already in talks with a number of those parties because it makes sense for them. You know, we'll probably be looking at a sort of royalty transaction where we pay them as we go. They can't do it on their own, because if they were to try and ship coal on the road, the sort of maximum you can do is maybe 40 tons haulage truck, and half of that's rock. Remember, the raw coal goes through the wash plant and it separates the pure coal from rock. Whereas it has to go to a prep plant, then it has to go onto the rail. So we're the only prep plant and rail line for probably about 20 miles around. So all of those surrounding lands are incentivized to come to us, and, you know, we'll do a transaction where we don't put a lot of cash up, but where we pay them as we mine. So I'm hoping to update the market in the next month or so, where we make at least one acquisition.
Yeah. So presumably that moving that extra amount of resource estimate is actually a value accretive event in itself
it,
as well.
It is. You can put reserves, which are the purest form, you know, they are economic, they are recoverable, they are well-driven. You can put those on the balance sheet. So again, you know, the investors will see that. But, you know, sort of my promise to investors was we're here to get mining. We're not really here to build. We're going to, but we're not really interested in trying to, you know, push the price up because we've got more and more reserves. I intend to sort of mine these reserves, actually produce cash, because, you know, that I think for the investors. Eventually, I want to turn that cash into dividends and pay the investors back very handsomely on dividends. And we're at sort of 1x earnings. So the ability to pay dividends in this company is huge. And the dividend rate can be very, very generous as a percentage of a small market cap. You know, if you look at someone like maybe Thungera Resources, the thermal coal that span out of Anglo's, and that did incredibly well. It's gone sort of £1 to £4. It's producing a lot of cash and it's giving it back to the shareholders. And that's where we want to be.
I mean, the whole situation sounds almost too good to be true. So all we've got to do is do what it says on the tin, and we've got our cash cow, as we've said before.
Well, you guys have been there from the very beginning, so it's great, and it's great to be able to show people. I mean, you know, there's a saying in America, like, I'm from Missouri, show me. So it's nice to be able to show you, here's the equipment that the investors very kindly invested in the company, gave us the money. We're able to show you, send you back the pictures going, here's the equipment. Here it is on site. Next week, we'll be able to say, here's first coal. As we ship the thing, I'll be able to show the investors it's shipping. They'll obviously then see the revenue come through. We will report half yearly and yearly. And hopefully then we can demonstrate that the cash is coming into the company. And then as we get a bit more mature, the best place for the cash is to give it back to the investors who believed in us in the first place via a dividend stream. So I'm very keen on under-promising and over-delivering. It's a difficult sector, the coal sector. So, you know, the guys that have had faith in us, not the most politically, popular at the moment. So I really want to try and reward any investors, you know, as quickly and as fairly as we can.
So I almost feel like it's going to be Ash Wednesday next week. So you need to put the week crosses on your
Yeah, I'm having a bit of
coal dust on your face.
I'll have plenty of coal dust. I'm having to suffer American Thanksgiving. I have to live over here and suffer the 4th of July. So, you know, when in America, you have to do it as they do. So, yes, hopefully next Wednesday, I'll be able to send you a picture first coal with the coal on my face, and we can have another catch up. So look out for next Wednesday.
Brilliant. Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds good. We will wait for these coal pictures. And yes, I mean, just to sum up the whole company in terms of what we talked about from the beginning, 2 months ago now, I think it is, or a month and a half ago anyway, you're talking about a company that had a coal mine. Obviously, there was difficult times in the coal business prior to this time. There's been $60 million of assets that have basically been repurchased, basically, at a very small royalty. And now we have a completely debt-free coal miner in Ben's Creek that now just has the opportunity to mine coal and produce an extraordinary amount of profit over the next number of years. It is quite a story.
You've put it really well. But if you want to have a look, you know, just to finish it off, if you want to have a look at, say, a comparative company, let's have a look at Warrior Met Coal. Right? They have just raised, they've just put an announcement out, raising $400 million to replace the debt they've got at nearly 8%. They have a market cap, even with that amount of debt, and they're losing money. They've got a market cap of $1.3 billion. And they produce met coal the same as we do. So, you know, there is a plenty more left in this story, I feel. We've kind of just started. I'm so pleased that you guys have taken an interest. And hopefully we can enjoy the ride together. You know, if you'll put up with me on your show, you know, I can give you regular updates. And, you know, the investors can just see the story unfold.
Yeah, and an interesting point, which I think is a risk that doesn't exist in Ben's Creek, is that Warrior has big problems with the unions and with workforce. You will not have any of these problems because effectively you're just recruiting someone to come in and do the job. So you're not going to have a payroll.
Correct. There's United Mine Workers. We're not in the United Mine Workers. I have a relatively small team of people, all non-union, so I can't become union. And I'm mainly using, as you correctly say, contractors. So Mega, not only do they supply the equipment, but they're getting paid per ton as they mine. And then all I have to look after is the processing plant, which is a relatively small number of people, computer-operated processing plant. We run it on shifts, so it runs sort of 16 hours a day. And then I manage the rail loadout, which, again, is all mechanicized, all part of the infrastructure that we acquired. 5 kilometers of rail line and 1,000-ton ginormous funnel that where we can put the coal into, and it loads onto 100 train, which takes 10, 11,000 out in one go. You're exactly right. That infrastructure is what makes this company so attractive, because that $60 million that formed the last company, that was written off or in exchange for a stream of royalties. And the sooner we get producing, we can pay Investec back that $60 million through the royalty stream. If we mined 30 million tons of coal over the next 5 years, $2 a ton times 30 million tons, they'd get their $60 million back again.
Well, I don't think there's much else to say, do you, Phil?
No, not at all.
Okay, guys.
Other than Adam Wilson, CEO of Benns Creek, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye. Look forward to seeing you next Wednesday with the coal on your face.
Look forward to it too. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.